We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
And yet still 31 degrees.
Yeah, we're still holding steady in the low 30s, but we'll... We'll be getting up to 49, and the skies will clear off, as they say. So we'll look forward to that.
Gray skies are going to clear up.
We're going to send it to Steve Boyer for his take on the world. What you got, Steve?
Have you ever wondered about the big Christmas trees at the Rockefeller Center and what they do with them when they're done with them? Well, they don't just die. They get built into wall frames and floor supports for affordable homes. Actually, this is a program that goes along with the Habitat for Humanity. For the past decades, those trees have been lit up with glitz songs and the dancing rockettes, but then they'll go on to be milled into lumber that's used in the Habitat for Humanity homes, well, basically clear across the country. One town 50 miles north of Rockefeller Center in Newburgh, New York, has gotten the wood three times in the past 12 years. Interesting thing in the news here about... A judge has rescheduled a hearing for a guilty plea in the case of a man accused of harassing a county sheriff in Ohio for nearly 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
20 years via letters, emails, and websites. A criminal affidavit filed earlier this year said the harassment began in 1999 when Columbus resident William Young was arrested by a Delaware County officer on a menacing charge. Federal Magistrate Judge Nora McCann King has rescheduled the hearing of Young's plea to a charge of cyberstalking to later this month.
That's a lot of harassing
that
for
is.
20 years.
Man, how long can you hold a grudge?
I guess so.
I've got some ex-wives that could...
Well.
Anyway.
7:50 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Did you see the birthday today? We were talking about it before the show, Steve Boyer. Little Richard.
Little Richard, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is 85 today.
With the pencil-thin mustache.
Teeny mustache.
Yes.
And a huge influence on Paul McCartney.
Yes.
Especially the woo. Paul stole that right from Little Richard.
Little Richard, I mean, I tell you, you know, he always, you know, he used to always, I don't know nowadays, but, you know, back in the day, he would always come out and talk about how he, you know, he's kind of behind rock and roll, you know, kind of created. I mean, he was there.
And he was really ahead of his time with his act.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he used to sit on the piano and play down between his
legs?
You know,
I think so. But
I think he's the one that did that.
Very talented guy. And,
yes.
Yeah, boy, celebrating a birthday today. Yeah. Happy birthday to Little Richard. He is 85 today.
85.
7:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We do have a downtown eatery that appears to be closing up. Let's get the details. It's time to check in with Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal, with a local business update. Mr. Roy.
Good morning, Ted. The downtown cafe closing its doors. The downtown cafe, Mediterranean-style restaurants. Last day of business last Friday. It operated at the corner of William and Market in the Sutton Place building, open for breakfast and lunch. Owner Ilham Mahdi says he's looking to see if he can reopen in a new location. The eatery opened in 2015. Meanwhile, Wichita's getting a new chicken restaurant paired up with Pickleball. Chicken and Pickle will be going into the Plazio in East Wichita, it looks like. They expect the restaurant to be open in about a year. It'll include 6 outdoor and 6 indoor pickleball courts. Think of pickleball as smaller than tennis but larger than ping pong. And Wichita Aerospace stocks surged Monday. They saw jumps that took them near or over all-time highs. Boeing set a new record at $281.83 a share. Spirit AeroSystems was approaching a new high on Monday, trading at one point at $84.91. The high is $84.96. Textron hit a new 52-week high of $56.45 a share. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, Bill, the downtown cafe... closing. Did as a downtown worker, did you ever get over there?
Well, I didn't. I didn't get over there. I get over here to the office right at about 7:15. So I haven't had a chance to go over there, and maybe I'm part of the problem. I didn't get a chance to go eat there.
Well, speaking of eats, we were just talking about Christmas candy, and that the most popular Christmas candy supposedly in the state of Kansas is peppermint bark. Yeah, I know. That was kind of my response, too, I think.
I've had it, and it's not bad, but, man, it's hard to beat, that peanut brittle.
Its bark is worse than its bite.
Peanut brittle? That's a good one. And that didn't show up anywhere on the list.
I know, and you would think it would.
I'll be darned.
Huh.
Maybe a big Snickers bar or something.
That was on the list.
Ohio, I think, was on the Snickers bandwagon.
There you go.
Maybe you're in sync with the people of Ohio.
That's right.
I was Pennsylvania, wasn't it?
Christmas candy. Well, we'll get a start on that. How are things going on this Tuesday downtown, Bill?
Well, we're getting things started. Traffic was a little bit heavier today. It was interesting. I'm not sure what the deal was, but it was a little heavier coming in through the Zoo Boulevard and down over by 21st and Ridge. So I'm not sure what's going on over there.
I know you'll like this. Cheap Eats are back at McDonald's, bringing back the dollar menu after a 2-year
absence.
There
you go.
Yep. Woo-hoo. Not everything is a buck. Some will be $2 or $3.
Ah.
But McDonald's has done well with a reduced cost menu, trying to hold off gains by other chains that do offer dollar value menus. And if you can grab some quick grub for a buck or two, you know, that's America right there. That's all we want.
That's exactly right. Get it fast and get it in you, and then, you know, it's the high dollar stuff is the stuff that's better for you.
Yeah, even. Quick vittles for a couple of bucks.
Yep, take that.
I'm still waiting for Chester's Chop House dollar menu.
There we go.
Maybe I shouldn't hold my breath on that one.
That's that may be an ice cube or something.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
We'll chat with Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, again 1 hour from now and get another local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll tell you about some national violent crime trends that are pertinent to the Wichita area coming up. The KNSS Morning News. You're listening to Steve and Ted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.